I'm Mason Wade with ECNN. Today is Saturday, June the 14th. A man from Mansville has been arrested for child molestation. On Tuesday, Joseph Bingham was arrested after he allegedly sexually assaulted two of his granddaughters. Bingham is charged with two counts of child molestation and statutory sodomy. Last Saturday, the Howe County Sheriff's Department responded to a domestic disturbance near County Road 8240 near West Plains. A caller reported a physical altercation between a male and a female, with a woman attempting to hit the male with a vehicle. 47-year-old Angela Fairbanks was arrested and charged with felony armed criminal action, felony first-degree domestic assault, felony second-degree domestic assault and second degree, and felony first-degree tampering with a motor vehicle. She was released on a $10,000 bond. Also in our news today, a West Plains woman has been arrested by the Highway Patrol on Thursday. 34-year-old Jennifer Foster Bruce was arrested with felony possession of a controlled substance, driving while intoxicated on drugs, driving without a valid driver's license, no proof of insurance, failure to register a motor vehicle, and failure to signal turn. Also, a man from Biggers, Arkansas was arrested Friday afternoon in Randolph County. 23-year-old Jordan Bailey was arrested on charges of felony fleeing by a vehicle with extreme difference and misdemeanor charges of reckless driving, two counts of driving left of center, and speeding. He was taken to the Randolph County Jail. The Highway Patrol reports several accidents on Friday. A man from Naylor suffered serious injuries in an accident west of Fair Dealing. The Highway Patrol reports that the 53-year-old man, Richard Pennington, was injured when he drove off the road and struck an embankment and overturned. Pennington was taken to the Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. He was also charged with a felony DWI, careless and imprudent driving, resulting in an accident and no seatbelt. The accident happened on Ripley County Road, 160 East 30, 1 mile west of Fair Dealing. A man from Dixon was injured in an accident in Channing County on Friday. The 21-year-old man suffered serious injuries when he crossed the center of the road into a path of a truck driven by a man from Ellsbury, Mississippi. The man from Dixon was taken to Mercy Hospital in Springfield. The accident happened on Missouri 19, 18 miles north of Eminence. Also, a woman from Illinois was injured in an accident in Shannon County on Friday. The Highway Patrol says the 36-year-old woman suffered moderate injuries when a man from Illinois drove off the road and struck a ditch. The accident happened on Missouri 106, 3 miles east of Eminence. A Mountain Grove man was injured in an accident south of his hometown Friday night. The Highway Patrol reports that the 23-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the road and hit a barbed wire fence and a gate, then crossed the road and hit a post and a tree. The accident happened on Missouri 95, 6 miles south of Mountain Grove. Also, a 11-year-old boy from West Memphis was injured in an accident in Wright County on Friday. The Highway Patrol says that the boy suffered minor injuries when the vehicle he was in hydroplaned, ran off the road, and hit a tree. The accident happened on US 60, a mile and a half east of Norwood. The Highway Patrol reports the arrest of three local residents on unrelated charges. 37-year-old James Wright of Theodosia was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, Adderall, and misdemeanor DWI. He was taken to the Taney County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. Also, 59-year-old Randy Wilson of Gainesville was arrested on a felony Christian County warrant for possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, and DWI. He was taken to the Howe County Jail. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, Smart Speaker, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, when buying or selling something on the internet, always meet the buyer or seller in a public place with others around. At ECNN, we care.